When the first thing came out, it was certainly the first pass at the standard, and that was in that 13 billion gallon range. And I think what the EPA has realized since then is that some of the data and some of the information that they were using to make this decision maybe wasn't 100% correct. And when we look at overall gas demand in the United States, it actually hasn't continued to go down. It's actually increasing this year. So when we look at the numbers of just a base 10% blend in the United States at 13 billion, that means gas demand's 130 billion, when in fact it's running between 135 and 140 billion. So you're actually not mandating a 10% use of ethanol. And so we think that when the EPA comes back out and gives us the final ruling, which we don't know that will come before spring because they have 15,000 comments that they're going through, we think we'll have at least some positive adjustment to those numbers to kind of reflect absolute real gas demand. And so we've made our argument to the Economic Council in the White House and the EPA and the USDA, and we've got broad support. And I think that some of those arguments, especially around gas demand, is really what's going to drive the decision. Because what a lot of people thought is, as gas demand continues to go down, how could you mandate 10% ethanol in the fuel supply, when realizing that with the economy getting better, gas demand has stopped going down, is actually going back up a little bit. So we think that we think it'll be a positive ruling in our favor. We don't think we'll get everything back, but we do think we're going to make some progress.
What impact will that have on your business if they don't adjust it back upwards, or even if it's not back up to the level that it was supposed to?
So from our standpoint, we advocated getting rid of the tax credit, and I would say at some point in the future, the mandate will probably go away as well. I'm not sure in the next 5 or 10 years or when that's going to happen. The impact on the industry is actually very interesting, because today, with the U.S. producing a record corn crop, you've seen corn prices come down, which has driven ethanol prices down, and now we're much more competitive globally as a molecule. In fact, we're the cheapest molecule in the fuel tank today, by far, even on a BTU adjusted standpoint. So, well, since the it's most interesting is actually since the government announced the new standard, the ethanol industry has actually flourished. We have great demand globally. We have great demand domestically. We can't actually keep up with all the demand that we have. So it's one of those law of unintended consequences. But with cheap corn prices in the United States again, and that's allowing us to and great demand for the animal feed we produce at our plants in Nebraska, not just domestically but globally, we're getting great opportunities to sell our ethanol with a great demand source. So quite frankly, the impact since then has been actually opposite what people thought, and the industry is in great shape. But I think overall, you have to have some policy, because you in order to continue to draw investments in states like Nebraska on new technologies, there has to be some base policy, because the oil coalition is so strong that their goal is to stop these policies from happening, because every 1% of the fuel tank that we get is about a $3 billion loss to them in marginal profit. So that's what we're fighting against.